الله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد. With regards to inheritance and miras, we discussed yesterday. Generally, after the demise of the father, the sons deprive the mother and sisters from their rightful shares. This is a major sin, because the sons know the inner aspects of the business, the inheritance, the estate, and they don't divulge and explain completely to the mother or to the sisters, therefore depriving them and not giving them a full share in everything. They give them a small share, deceiving them. They should realize that by usurping the rights of others, they are inviting poverty into their own lives, difficulties, and finally punishment in Jahannam. An important point to note in that in Islam there must be definition of ownership. Every item in the house must have a clearly defined owner. Similar is the case with businesses, properties, etc. The items may be utilized by all, but there must be clearly defined owners. Failure to do this leads to numerous problems after one's demise. This is also an important point. Within the home also, we have different effects, different items. So in these items also, there should be definitely clarity in regards to who the owners are. Whether it comes to the lounge suite, items in the kitchen, bedroom items. So these are important aspects that it should be clearly noted that these items belong to husband or belong to wife. At the time of demise, then it's unclear that the bedroom suite belongs to who. Then the wife might say, no, it belongs to me. But there's no clarity. When it comes to lounge suite, kitchen items. So like this, one of the easiest ways, if not, usually you ask the husband also, who does this belong to? Belongs to the family, belongs to the house. There's no clarity. So if there are many items in the home not clear, then the safest thing would be is that the husband says to the wife that everything in the kitchen, all the bedroom suites, whatever he wishes to, make a note of it. All these certain items, I am selling it to you. I am selling them to you and have a contract drawn up just in the bedroom also. I so and so have sold all these items, whatever in bedroom number one, children's room, daughter's room, son's room, kitchen, whatever it is, to my wife so-and-so for 500 rand. Whatever price they want to agree upon, 100 rand, 500 rand. So all these items belong to you, I've sold it to you. Kitchen items, whatever we buy for the kitchen, belongs to you. So clearly after the demise of the father, the mother is clear, all these items belong to me. So she has financial security, she understands, she's not now disturb or uneasy at the time of demise. Together with that, he has to understand also that if I give all these items and sell it to her, if she has to pre-decease me, if the wife has to pass away first, then all these items will go into her estate. He will have a share in there also. The children also will have a share in there, whoever the heirs are. But understand now, if this is not done, the amount of distress, anxiety, when it comes to cars, when it comes to property, sometimes we have investments, we have extra cars, put this car in the wife's name. But at the time of purchase, the intention was, this car is not for my wife, for tax purposes, statutory purposes. Doesn't mean this car belongs to my wife, it still belongs to me. So that also has to be cleared out, that this car does belong to me, although in mother's name or my wife's name. Otherwise, this problem at the time of mort. When it comes to businesses, 50% I'm putting into my son's name or to my brother's name for tax purposes, but doesn't belong to him. Then if you not, we have to have one side note. All these things have been done for tax purposes, but the reality is it still belongs to me. I'm the sole owner. So all these things have to be clearly noted down. Many sons work in their father's businesses, taking only the basic needs from the shop, under the impression that they are shareholders in the business, the house, etc. Legitimate transfers must be made in the father's lifetime. Son is working there so many years, so he feels automatically, I'm a shareholder. but there's nothing on paper. Then the jagra and the quarrel and the fight starts. So this should be clearly, you're just working here, you are getting a salary, you're not a shareholder. Until the father effects it. And then he tells him in paper, in writing, writes it out, makes him sign, he signs also. And then only according to Sharia, as ulama ikram, that how to give a share in the business, in the house, etc. Nothing should be left unclear. A famous Arabic proverb reads, live like brothers and deal like strangers. Here also another important point, in Sharia there is something called maradul wafat, maradul maut. Maradul maut, maut, you know the word wafat and maut means death. Marad, illness, the last fatal illness of a person. The illness of a person that leads to his death. So once a person is diagnosed, for example, with a certain illness, he or she, whether cancer, Allah Ta'ala save us, save our families, whatever illness it may be, and the person from that illness led to his or her death, never recovered. So that last fatal illness it led to the person's death. So during that period of time, when the person becomes sahibul firash, bedridden, did not recover. So it could be for months also. The person, once he passes away, for example, we're in December right now. Person was diagnosed in July. Person passed away in December. According to Sharia, the estate already belonged to the heirs from July, not from December. So it means within that period of time, you should be very careful. A person is ill, diagnosed already, then you might have the eldest son will come, that Abba, Ammi, you already have this illness, so allow us to give some charity on your behalf from your belongings. This will not be correct, not permissible. That from there now, the son might advise, some alim might advise, take a sadqa. If any sadqa has to be taken out, sadqa jariya, or sadqa to be taken out from one's own pocket. Not from the pocket, and from the wealth of the person who is ill. Because we have to monitor. The person has to pass away from that illness, never recovered. Then as I mentioned already, the heirs will, we will say the inheritance already began from the time of July. So from the person's estate, if somebody had to sell a vehicle away, sell a property away, or give some sadqa or some gifting, that now you are ill, the grandchildren are here, you better start distributing now. That will not be permissible. So whoever the heirs are, executors are, they should keep now note, hold on, this person is not well right now, might pass away because of this, so we cannot do anything with the person's wealth. Anything has to be done, should be done for the betterment of the heirs to come. So therefore we should be careful, as ulama ikram, when it comes to these masail, inheritance, etc., that we do it correctly. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah.